Welcome to the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm here with my son, Joseph.
Together, we are learning sports one game at a time.
Five, four, three, two, one. Joseph for three. And UConn wins the 2024 Big East Championship. The crowd goes wild. My mom and dad are crying, laughing, hugging, going crazy. I'm in Newington CT. That's where I'll be today for my first outdoor baseball practice in Little League. But on my driveway, just like kids my age across the world, we all dream of making a game winner on the biggest stage, under the brightest lights, thousands of live streaming fans in the stands, millions watching at home, the pressure, all eyes on me. Will it be tears of joy or sadness? Win or go home. It's Saturday night at Madison Square Garden, UConn versus Marquette. It's the Sounds of the Game, my dad's edition, only on the Sliders and Curveballs podcast.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to Saturday in New York City. Well, I have to make a confession. Not only am I going solo today, but I completely ruined Joseph's baseball practice because I was informed that once we got to the New Haven train station, that I had his entire baseball bag in my trunk. He's a lefty, so he can't borrow anybody's glove on the team. And I have his glove, his bat, his hat, his water bottle. So not only is he missing the game, the championship game, but on top of it, he's not going to baseball practice because I have all of his gear. And we were almost getting ready to get on the train. So I apologize. I'm definitely going to nominate myself for worst dad of the month of March. And I hope to make it up to you. I apologize. So I'm here with Uncle Lou. We made a last-minute decision this morning to get on TickPick, and we were fortunate to get a couple of lower bowl seats to come see the championship game of our beloved UConn Huskies. Made it to New York City, and listen, everything has come together. 60-degree weather. The St. Patrick's Day parade just let out, so there's a sea of green and shamrocks everywhere. Almost makes you feel like you're at a Boston Celtics game. Except there's also UConn fans everywhere. So UConn mixed with green. We just had a beer at a famous UConn bar called Legends. And out of the millions and millions of people in New York City, who's the first person that I bump into? Mark D'Amelio, who's visiting here from California. You may know him. He runs the D'Amelio Collective for NIL, helping UConn students. And we took a picture together. He was very gracious and we talked to each other. And I wanted to thank him on behalf of myself and Joseph for gifting us a couple of tickets to his front row courtside seats at Gamble Pavilion a couple of years ago. He says it was so nice to meet us and he listens to our podcast. So thank you so much. Anyway, Legends was so busy. Elbow to elbow, we managed to have a couple of beers, saw my friend Sam on the outside, and now we've headed on over to the arena, going to grab another beer. I'm going to show Lou how much Joseph and I loved Los Tacos. I'm sorry. I almost said Los Tacos. Los Tacos. And then we're going to head on over to the arena. So excited for this matchup tonight. And we're excited to bring you the sounds of the game. Lewis, how excited are you to go to Madison Square Garden for the very first time? Finally, finally, Lewis has made it to Madison Square Garden. Now, I want to warn you, my fans of the Sliders and Curveballs podcast, if you've listened to this pod, Lou is already banned from Boston. Let's not make it two cities in a row. We're only here for one reason. This is a business trip. We're here for hardware. Don't get yourself banned from New York. You won't be able to leave the state of Connecticut if things go wrong tonight. You realize that. And you get me my first beer.
Absolutely. I'm excited for MSG. Let's go Huskies.
And by the way, he's also a huge fan of the women's Huskies. And where are you going to be next week?
I'll be at Gamble Pavilion with my wife watching the UConn women first two rounds.
Best program in the country. Basketball capital of the world. Stores, Connecticut. Let's go Huskies. All right. Sounds of the game coming up. All righty. Little pro tip here as we jaywalk across the street. So Legends was so busy. I mean, it could be the busiest bar that we've ever been in our lives. And we're both in our 50s. So many UConn fans, it was incredible. UConn chants breaking out. Just so packed. It's amazing to be part of the atmosphere, but it was 120 degrees in there. So then we try to go over to Jack Dempsey's, which is their overflow bar. That's a complete zoo, my buddy says. So we make our way on over to the garden, and we notice that there's a TGI Fridays right across the street. Little pro tip. Now, we don't do this often, so it's not like we're masters at it, but this is like the last TGI Fridays in New York City. There used to be one in Times Square. There used to be one on the Berlin Turnpike. Places got 50 people in it. Used the restroom, got a couple of Coors Lights, potato skin. Now we're going to hit some tacos. Breathing room, got our own booth. Guy bumped into us. He said he was at Legends, and he said it was so busy last night. He says you couldn't even get on West 33rd Street, let alone get in the bar. It's owned by a UConn fan. You couldn't even get on the street to get in on West 33rd Street. That's how busy that place was. Anyway, UConn has taken this city over, and we're excited to be here. Tacos up next. Pre-game menu while the mariachi's playing in the background. You got to go with a couple of carne asada tacos and a couple of adobado tacos. Cilantro, salsa, guacamole. This place is fantastic. Get a couple of bottles of Coke and then head right on over to the arena. That's another pro tip. Enjoy it. 5:30 p.m., 1 hour from game time. We're playing for a trophy tonight. First one since 2011. Hope that Newton is fine. Don't know if Marquette is fully healthy, but we're ready to take on the world. Ready to bring home our first championship since 2011 for a Big East title. Proud of my boys, defending national champions, and we're ready to do it.
Thank you. like a lightweight.
Best tacos I've ever had outside of San Diego. Probably equally as good as San Diego. Los Tacos, number one. Right outside of Madison Square Garden. Fantastic. Incredible prices. What do we pay? About $35 and we had five tacos and two sodas. You'll never eat at Taco Bell again the rest of your life. This place is fantastic. Delicious. We're steps away from Madison Square Garden. It's funny because we rode the train with a guy who was at the sixth overtime game. And he said he missed the train on the way home. He was at the third overtime. They had a feeling that the trains were going to be running late. But they decided to extend the trains. Then he ended up having to take a cab back to Boston. And the cab was like, it's $100. So he's like, all right, well, what are you going to do? You know, six overtimes. It was a legendary game. And then the cab driver says that it's $100 each. My goodness. That's a good memory. But, well, we didn't win that game. But that's the thing about Madison Square Garden. You have never an idea of what's going to happen next. But we're about to find out as we get ready to enter. Let's go, Connecticut. Let's get this trophy. This is a business trip. Incredible seats, section 120, row 8. We're right on the corner. This is similar to our Celtics tickets. We're 8 rows off the court. Shout out to TickPick. Bought them at 7 a.m. this morning. Jump on the train, head to New York. This is why UConn owns this building. We take over the city. The world's greatest arena. It's like being at Gamble Pavilion. This place is magic. The Kemba shot. The run to the Final Four through Michigan State. The six overtime game. All the biggest battles. And we're ready for the next one. Thank you. resounding boos from Marquette, second straight appearance in the finals of the Big East tournament. And we're looking to dethrone them tonight on St. Patrick's Day Eve here in the Garden. The crowd looks like it's 90% to 10, although there's a pretty good smattering of Marquette fans riding the elevator up. But they look like they're in hostile territory. When you mix the St. Patrick's Day Parade, a gorgeous spring Saturday, even the tulips are out here in New York City. Restaurants packed, people drinking and eating all day. It's going to be an incredible crowd, and they're ready. They're oiled up, and they're ready to cheer on the UConn Huskies. We will be the sixth man today. Tip time in 3 minutes. What do you think of the ceiling? It's amazing because they black everybody out to make it look like we are not the stage. That is the stage. That is Broadway. That's where the lights are, and that's where everything's going to happen, and we're just viewers. Let's go!
Here to present our nation's colors is the FDNY Ceremonial Unit. And here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Anna Negron. We're so gallantly streaming, and the
Not tonight. Tristan! What a shaky start. 12 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the first half, and the score is 2-2. Klingon, who had a little rest, comes in for Sampson, who scores the first bucket. And both teams are just nervous. Bright lights. Championship on the line. Nobody comfortable just yet. Klingon just gets fouled after UConn blows the bucket, getting a little too fancy at the rim.
Donovan Klingon to the line for Connecticut.
Well, right now with 11:20 left in the half, it feels like a soccer match, 4-4. UConn actually feels like it's being a little too unselfish. Castle had a chance at a basket. He's right at the rim. He passes it. I understand wanting to give up the ball to your friend, but if you have a chance and you're right at the rim, do something with it. Make good plays when the play is in front of you. I'm all for having assists and breaking the assist record, but the only record that I want to see tonight is that we have another title. That's the record that we want. Let's get it. Let's go, Huskies! Let's go, Huskies!
Donovan Klingon returns for Connecticut, replacing Johnson. Stevie Mitchell in for Marquette, replacing Jones.
Misses the second one. 5:17 left to go. Unbelievably low score. UConn 14, Marquette 13. Just nothing flowing for either team. UConn's missed all their threes. Can't get into any rhythm. It feels like the Butler game. But the run is coming. They're playing good defense. The run is coming. That seemed like goaltending. Get that. Connecticut needs to get settled. Just like the year that Kemba won against Butler, you knew that the run was coming. Castle. Let's go! Tristan, hit it! Yeah! Play defense! Play defense! Get him! D him up! Yes, turn him away. Nothing. Rebound.
So lucky. So lucky.
Let's go, Huskies.
.42 to go. Huskies showing a little fight. Up 19-17. They just hit their first three. It's going to have to be a big second half. Tough game in the trenches. Halftime at the Garden. I'm starting to question this friendship with Uncle Lou. I've seen some of the worst basketball of my life live with this guy, and I've known him for 40 years. My goodness, what happens when you take this guy to a basketball game with you? UConn in the 20s. Tristan at the buzzer makes one. So he has 4 points. I think Cam has one. Alex has zero. If you would tell me that our three sharpshooters have 5 points combined at the half, and I think we're winning by, what, a pair? It's unbelievable. You just feel that a big run is coming, but they really haven't been able to string together. They've strung together multiple stops, but they haven't been able to string together multiple buckets. So what we need is a 10, 12-point in a row run, and just put this game away. Show them, show Marquette why we have won this conference by 4 games, why we're going to be the overall number one seed with Purdue going down today. And it looks like Houston also getting throttled today. This game is wide open. This tournament is wide open. And let's bring home some trophies. I didn't take my Saturday off to come and watch a loss, as Renee would say. I want this title in the second half. I know Hurley does, and I know that these guys have been working all year for it. Fantastic effort by Klingon with a double-double at the half. Great spark off the bench by Samson Johnson. Great spark off the bench by Hassan Diarra. The guards, the sharpshooters, have to join the party. I feel that they will. And once they do, they will put this game away. UConn, I want you to, and I expect you to roll in the second half. Uncle Lou, how many points does the winner win by? And make the call right now. If you are the kiss of death, I will leave your ass in New Haven. You get a hotel in New Haven, and I will tell your beautiful wife, Lisa, that you are not going to be home until Monday. I will even call out sick for you on Monday.
UConn by 11.
You heard it here first at halftime from New York City. UConn wins this game by double digits. Twenty minutes to a title. Let's do it. It's been 13 years. Time to bring the trophy back to stores. If you want it, go get it. Yeah! Let's go! Let's go! UConn takes a 37-33 lead. We just need a little help. Donovan Klingon is playing fantastic. Just need a little help. Castle gives it. Let's put him away for 14 minutes. Outwork him. Outwork this team. And then a bucket. Stop in a bucket. Stop in a bucket. He traveled. Us.
for Connecticut, number 32, Donovan Klingon. Number 5, Stefan Castle. Replacing Samson Johnson. Spencer.
Let's go, Huskies! Let's go, Huskies! Let's go, Huskies! Let's go, Huskies! Yes! Get him! Get him! Make him pay! Get it! Stewie, yes! Two shots at it, too. Minutes to go. UConn just missed back-to-back three-pointers, nursing a six-point lead. We need a bucket right here. Drag this team into deep water. Take them into deep water. I got to tell you, the freshman, Stewart, not only did he step up big in the first half against St. John's, but he also hit a massive shot in the second half a moment ago. The future with Stewart is bright.
Oh, Aaron, you can.
What just happened? Stewart
with a three and another three and a banking three.
Heat check for Stewart, the freshman. Ladies and gentlemen, the freshman. He's almost a sophomore. They're showing the UConn fans. Back and forth. UConn versus Marquette. UConn up by 11 with 3 minutes to go. Tristan with back-to-back. Back-to-back great passes to Klingon. Shaka's trying to keep the game close, and UConn is trying to put this away. Beautiful! And Klingon is having a monster game. Congratulations, Donovan and Bill. He's almost at 20-20. Rebound!
Marquette foul, charge to number 4, Stevie Mitchell is second, 17 foul. Connecticut has entered the single bonus.
You can feel it now. Sliders and curveballs.
At the line for UConn, number 10, Hassan Diar shooting.
We've been waiting. 1:40 to go, and this one's over. UConn's going to get this title. goal number two is going to be in the checkbox. There's one more goal to get, and that's the big bracket. Let's go back to back.
Returning for Connecticut, number 32, Donovan Clayman. Replacing Stephon Castle.
Houston lost by 28. UConn wins. They should be the number one overall seed.
Number one overall seed coming. The drone is flying around MSG. Uncle Lou is not the kiss of death. Only in Boston.
Returning for Marquette, number 5, Trey Norman. Replacing Stevie Mitchell.
Let's finish this. Let's cut some nets. Got him. Okay.
It's all right.
44 seconds, and UConn's going to win this at the Garden. There's nothing better than Saturday night at the Garden. Enjoy, enjoy. Enjoy, UConn. Berlin Turnpike. Ties Georgetown for the 8th title in UConn's history in the Big East. Monster game by Donovan Clayman. They're going to cut some nets. Here comes the ladder. Nice second half. Yes, sir!
Fans, be sure to stay in your seats for the championship award ceremony.
Yes! Let's go!
Amazing group of Huskies now. You've got players that accomplish everything you can in college basketball.
Defending
that, you know, our season starts in June, and it's hard to get players this talented to get to the culture that we got. It's so unselfish, and it's just a special group, and, you know, we've got the best fans in the country.
Yes, sir! Won the Big East championship at the Garden since Kemba Walker. Congratulations, UConn. Special team, special city, special arena. Jalen Stewart coming out party this weekend. My dog. Let's cut those nets down right now. Ladder right in front of us. Solo ball up on it. Next, the breakout freshman, Jalen Stewart. And then the starters are coming. What a night. Saturday night in the Garden. So glad you could join us. It's not too often. The timing is right. The money is right. You got the day off. Somebody wants to go with you. And your team wins. It's all got to work. It's all got to happen. And you got to root for a program that works hard to win. Congratulations, UConn fans. It's your night. One more goal. Run it back. Back to back. Let's go get it. Up to you, Lou York. Lou York. Overall number one seed coming up. Your UConn Huskies. Final thoughts as we take the 11:30 train back to New Haven. Just managed to catch the last train, actually. What an incredible night at the Garden. And I gotta tell you, we were walking back to Grand Central, stopped off and got some fantastic Roma pizza at this place called Italian Trattoria, not your usual Ray's pizza in this city. Had a Peroni and celebrated the UConn victory. But I bumped into, if you follow him on Twitter, I bumped into freshman sensation Jalen Stewart's dad, Jamar, on the way out. And I introduced myself. He said that he had heard of the podcast, and
I told him that when things calm down after this year, we'd love to have his son come on over to the studio, or we can come on up to Stores. And so we chatted for a few minutes. And I got to tell you, Jamar couldn't have been more friendly, but there with his family getting ready to go back to Washington, where he just opened up a sports bar. And I was sharing with him, boy, I mean, I get nervous when Joseph is playing in a travel basketball game, taking a shot. Here his son is, limited playing time all year, and he just bursts onto the stage, on the biggest stage in the world, to help UConn capture a Big East championship, the first one in Deanne Hurley's career. A very important piece to the building block of this program and his tenure. And Jalen was a really big part of it. And I told him that we were proud of him as fans, and I can only imagine what it was like for him as a dad. And he was very thankful from one dad to another. I told him that my son is a big fan of Jalen. And I expressed to him, I mean, listen, the St. John's game, Castle goes out in the first half with two fouls. And Jalen comes in the first half and fills in admirably while Castle's on the bench. Does a great job. And then today, Alex was struggling a little bit defensively for two or three possessions with Joplin, who was getting off. And I thought they were going to switch Castle onto Joplin to slow him down. What does Hurley do? He brings in a little bit more length with Jalen. And then offensively, Jalen goes off and racks up quick 9 points. I think it was the turning point of the game. Couldn't be happier for the Stewart family. He stuck with it all year. I remember seeing him before the European trip in the gym. And he was just riding a bike on the sideline. He was behind, didn't even get on the court. Stuck with it all year. He was at St. Joseph's, and today he holds the trophy. Came across the United States and believed in Hurley and his concept. Couldn't be happier for the family. Congratulations. What a breakout game from Donovan Klingon. Double-double. Maybe the biggest double-double of his career. An incredible win for UConn. And definitely a Saturday night I'll never forget. Thank you for joining us on the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. And enjoy the rest of March Madness.